I'm sure you've all used Glassdoor or Indeed to spy on other people's salaries or get more context about a new job you're applying to. But did you know that both of these websites are run by the same company? It's not just these two either. It's the same guys behind Staffmark, Quandu, USG People, Simply Hired, Workopolis, and previously Treatwell. These guys are easily the biggest HR company in the world, but you've probably never even heard of them. That's because all of them are owned by a background Japanese holding company called Recruit Holdings. Over the years, Recruit Holdings has filled hundreds of millions of positions and made hundreds of billions in the process. Their annual revenue clocks in at $24 billion, and their net income clocks in at $2.4 billion. This makes them a Fortune 500 company, coming in at a market cap of $75 billion. This company isn't a shadow company by mistake, though. Back in the 80s, Recruit was heavily involved in real estate, and it got caught up in one of the biggest scandals in Japanese history. In fact, the scandal was so big that it led to Japan's prime minister and his entire cabinet resigning. And it was only after losing credibility in their home country that they went all in on HR and built a global empire. Something else that's eerie is that Recruit Holdings CEO says that he wants to be the most powerless CEO in the world. While that is a great sentiment, it brings into question what his true motives and intentions may be. So here's the story of the biggest HR company you've never heard of and their murky journey to the top. But first, we need to talk. Over the past year, you've probably been earning 5% with your savings account while sleeping. But the party may be over. The Fed is looking to cut rates over the next 12 months, meaning that soon, you may only be earning 3% or maybe even back down to zero. You don't want that, and neither do we, and that's exactly why we created Silo, the world's first modern bond platform. With Silo, you can invest your money in corporate and government bonds and lock in historically high yields of 4 to 6% for years or even decades to come. It's as simple as searching for a company you know, selecting how long you want to get paid, and placing your order. And that's it. You're now earning 5.355% from Apple till 2050. With Silo, you can invest for a commission of just $1 per bond and the protection of $500,000 in SIPC insurance and $2.5 million in FDIC insurance. Also, the first 1,000 people to deposit $3,000 using my special link in the description will get the first 3 months commission-free. Download Silo today and have companies pay you. Taking a look back, the story of Recruit takes us back to a Japanese man named Hiromasa Ezoe. Ezoe led a pretty secretive life. In fact, despite founding one of the biggest companies in the world and getting tied up in a massive scandal personally, Ezoe doesn't even have a Wikipedia page. The only thing we really know about Ezoe's early life is that he was born on June 12, 1936 and attended the University of Tokyo before starting his own small advertising company in 1960. Given that he was a new grad, he was likely all too familiar with the tough process of finding your first job. So he decided to ease the process a little by launching a job hunting magazine for university students called Invitations to Companies. The magazine was exactly what it sounded like. It was a conglomeration of local job listings that made it easy for companies to advertise their positions and for students to find companies that were hiring. Recruit likes to call this the ribbon model, where they act as a neutral middleman that can make money from both sides. They charge companies to advertise in the magazine and lead recruiting efforts, and they charge students to get access to the magazine and get personalized recruiting help. It's a smart business model because not only is their revenue diversified, but they also don't have to choose sides between businesses and students because they're both their customers. Ezoe would formalize the business in 1963 into a company called Japan Recruit Center, Inc. As a small startup, the company strived to be on the leading edge of tech developments. And in that vein, Recruit was the first company in the entirety of Japan to start using the IBM 1130 computing system. To be honest, I'm not quite sure how much use they had for this computer back in the late 1960s. But they are very proud to have digitized their production process super early on. Moving into the 1970s, Recruit sensed an opportunity to expand their business outside of recruiting thanks to the 1973 oil crisis. If you're not familiar with this crisis, long story short, a bunch of Middle Eastern countries started boycotting Western countries with oil. This led to the infamous pictures of gas being limited and massive lines at gas stations. And as a champion of the West post-World War II, Japan was naturally affected by the boycott, giving Ezoe an idea. He already had a magazine house, so why not expand that to be a news house and cover the latest developments with the oil crisis? Well, that's exactly what he did in 1976, when he launched a real estate newspaper that focused on the effect of the oil crisis on housing. This was during the heyday of Japanese giants like Panasonic, Sony, Sharp, Hitachi, Toyota, and Nintendo. Japan had officially recovered from World War II, and all of this newfound wealth would of course find its way into real estate. Between 1975 and 1990, residential property prices across Japan tripled. Things got so out of hand that the Japanese real estate market has yet to recover to those levels over 30 years later. If Ezoe had just stuck to writing newspapers about the booming real estate market, he would have already made a fortune. But Ezoe wanted to take things one step further. He wanted to profit from the real estate boom directly, so he created a real estate center subsidiary called Recruit Cosmos. Cosmos focused on developing and renovating condominiums and single-family homes. This in itself was a perfectly fine business that was highly lucrative, but let's just say, Ezoe didn't always play by the rules. He often leveraged his power and influence to win favors and control politics, leading us to the Recruit scandal. The core of the Recruit scandal was simple. Ezoe had basically distributed a bunch of shares of Cosmos to high-level Japanese politicians to win favors and wield influence. When Cosmos went public in 1986, the politicians involved in the scheme profited an average of 66 million yen each, or roughly $420,000. And when this eventually leaked, 17 politicians were charged with insider trading. And when authorities dug deeper, they found that another 30 politicians had received special favors from Recruit. This included the likes of the Prime Minister, the former Prime Minister, the Chief Cabinet Secretary, and pretty much the rest of the cabinet. In fact, this scandal was one of the main factors that led to the end of the Liberal Democratic Party's dominance over Japan. Ezoe would of course be arrested as the leader of the conspiracy, and after a 13-year-long court hearing, Ezoe would eventually be convicted of bribing politicians, bureaucrats, and business executives by offering them shares in Recruit Cosmos. This won him a 3-year prison sentence suspended for 5 years. This completely broke Ezoe. After spending just 4 months in prison, he went from being a high-flying playboy entrepreneur to a man who didn't want anything other than freedom. He sold his entire stake in Recruit in 1992 for 45 billion yen, or $287 million, cut all ties with the company, and became a sad, depressed recluse. In fact, his aides had to constantly supervise him to make sure that he didn't off himself. One of the last things he worked on was writing a couple of books documenting his 13-year-long court battle and how the media was super unfair to him. His first book is called Where is the Justice? Media Attacks, Prosecutorial Abuse, and My 13 Years in Japanese Court. And the second book is called Still Seeking Justice, Reform and Redress of Japan's Flawed Judicial System. These titles probably sound whiny, but at the same time, there's likely validity to his points. People aren't exactly happy when housing prices skyrocket, as we're seeing right now. And when it's revealed that a wealthy man was working with all of the country's top politicians to profit from the real estate boom at the expense of the average person, most people and the media are gonna be pretty mad. Ezoe basically became the physical manifestation of the Japanese people's frustrations throughout the real estate boom and the subsequent decades of recession. But at least Ezoe was rich enough to walk away from it all and call it quits. The same could not be said about Recruit, who had employees to pay, staffing agreements to fulfill, and students to place. And now, they had to do all of that with a tarnished reputation, no founder, and over a decade of terrible media coverage. To be honest, it's a miracle that the company survived this slaughter. It seems that the way forward was to simply be transparent about their history, shrink down the company to just HR and magazines, and expand globally where they could have a fresh start. And that brings us into the legendary turnaround of Recruit. If all of their existing struggles weren't bad enough, Recruit would also have to deal with the rapid evolution of the internet. Job searching and hiring was quickly moving online throughout the 90s and 2000s, and Recruit had no time to waste. In 1996, they would digitize their magazines and launch Rikunabi Next, which is basically the Japanese version of Indeed. Since then, Rikunabi Next has grown to be Japan's leading recruitment website. In fact, 80% of Japanese job seekers use the site. Recruit has since also expanded to other Japanese online industries. For example, in 2000, they launched a magazine called Hot Pepper promoting local restaurants and offering dining coupons. That same year, they also launched iSize Travel, now known as JalonNet, which makes it easy for people to book reservations online. They've also gotten involved in the bridal industry and the beauty salon industry, but despite all these auxiliary businesses, they were still a recruiting company at heart. And moving into the 2010s, Recruit would go into hardcore acquisition mode as they focused on growing their international recruiting footprint. They started small by acquiring the CSI Companies Inc. in 2010, but after that, they would go rapid fire. They went on to buy Staffmark for $295 million in 2011, Advantage Resourcing in early 2012 for $410 million, and Indeed.com in late 2012 for $1 billion. Within just 2 years, Recruit established themselves as a massive player within the American staffing industry, and America wasn't the only company they were going after. In 2015, they would acquire the two largest Australian recruiting companies, Chandler MacLeod and PeopleBank. Recruit was expanding into new industries internationally as well. For example, in 2015, they acquired Quandu, one of the leading restaurant booking websites, for $219 million. After that, they went back to HR though. In 2016, Recruit would buy out one of the leading European recruiting companies, USG People, for $1.53 billion. That same year, Recruit would buy out one of Indeed's biggest competitors, Simply Hired. A few years later in 2018, they would buy out Canada's Workopolis. And finally, Recruit would round out their acquisition spree by buying out Glassdoor for $1.2 billion. Almost all of these acquisitions have tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of monthly active users each. This means that Recruit is serving several hundred million users on a monthly basis. Azoe never saw this though, as Azoe passed away in 2013 at age 76, before most of these acquisitions came to light. The leader of the modern-day Recruit is instead a man named Hisayuki Irikoba. He used to be the CEO of Indeed throughout most of the 2010s, and he eventually got promoted to be CEO of Recruit Holdings. Apparently, he wants to be the most powerless CEO in the world, and would rather focus on giving good vision and guidance to his team of 58,000 people. But only time will tell how this actually plays out, because the last time the CEO had so much power, it didn't end up well for himself or anyone else. If you're interested in having companies pay you, check out our bond investing platform, Silo, in the description below. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.